Democrat of the day is Kelly Moeller from looking to be the representative for District 42A, Arden Hills, Mounds View, Shoreview, Spring Lake Park. Folks, this is a seat. If the Democrats are going to take back the Minnesota House, this seat has got to go to the Democrat. We need to help Kelly any way we can. Let me introduce her. Kelly Moeller, thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me. Yes, no pressure there to take back the House with this seat.
Well, it's not the only seat we need, but it is a viable seat in regards to the Democrats have held the seat quite a few times.
That's right. And the Republican who is currently our representative won by about only 125 votes in 2016, even though Clinton took every precinct in our district. So it's doable.
Well, and we'll get to what your current representative and a lot of metro area Republicans are going to be doing here in just a moment. But let's first of all find out about you. Tell us, who is Kelly Moeller?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I am, as you said, representing or wanting to represent 42A, which includes Shoreview, and I've lived in Shoreview here for about 20 years. My husband was born and raised here, and we have two kids who are in the fantastic public school system that we have here, and I am a prosecutor at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office as well.
Wow, and so let's talk about your decision to run for office. What made that's a pretty good jump there. It's a common jump. A lot of people are prosecutors, work in the state legal offices of some capacity, and make that jump over to politics. What was your motivation?
Yeah, it really wasn't something that I had ever imagined that I would do before. It wasn't part of my career path or anything like that. But after the 2016 election, especially, I've devoted my career in large part to sexual assault and sexual violence prevention. So having a president that was elected who bragged about sexual assault really made me a lot more vocal about what was going on in politics, and then watching what our legislature did last session as well. So not only at a federal level, but at a state level, I started to really become more of an activist, and I was hearing from a lot of people in my life that I should consider running for office. And they say it takes a woman 7 asks to consider running, and I don't know that it was 7, but it was definitely, it was definitely a lot. And I realized I really do have the right skill set and the passion to get in there and make a difference.
You bringing that up, I think, is a very important catalyst for a lot of candidates, especially female candidates, this election cycle. There are two things I noticed. Where one, obviously, the man's bragging about sexually assaulting a married woman, and the Republicans still voted for him. The man also mocked a disabled man very plainly. As a matter of fact, initially bragged about it, and they still voted for him. Those two incidences have driven so many people to say, okay, the time for me to think about this is over. I'm going to run. And to hear your story and the sexual assault element of that, I mean, that does not surprise me, because that was just so damn unforgivable. I still, for the life of me, can't believe any Republican voted for him.
It's so frustrating. And then we saw what happened with Roy Moore.
Yeah.
It just gets even more frustrating, right?
Well, and you're right. And there are others. And, it's been part of this movement to basically clean up government as a whole, because it's not definitively not just Republicans that have had issues with this, but Democrats. But at the same time, it is enough is enough. And whether it's, an offshoot of the Me Too movement, or people just like yourself who are just furious that this sort of a behavior is somehow even moderately accepted in our society, I find that inspiring, because, I mean, that's true. That's basically saying, you know what, I wasn't going to get involved, but now you're forcing me to, and I'm going to do my best to fix this problem.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. Absolutely. And I think a lot of us women who are running, we really care about the future of our children as well. And so that is, I can't sit by and watch what's happening, not only because of what I've done throughout my career, but because I don't want my kids brought up in this environment. And I want to show them that if you're upset about something, you should try. It's not always easy, but you should try to make a difference.
Kelly Moeller for running for the representative position in District 42A, Arden Hills, Mounds View, Shoreview, and Spring Lake Park. She is kind enough to join us right now as Democrat of the day. Let's talk about, obviously, what motivated you to run is an issue that you'll be dealing with. What are some of the other issues you'd like to address for 42A?
Absolutely. Education is a huge issue for the people who live in my community. I hear often when I'm at the doors that people move out here for a school district, and it's one of the reasons why I live here too. We're in the Mounds View School District. We have great schools, but we're really seeing a lack of funding at a state level, and that is passing the costs on to the local property owners and the parents here. And on top of that, we're not funding at a state level special education services. And so there's a real concern that those children are being shortchanged and our teachers are just not able to handle the amount of caseload or students that are coming their way with those issues. In addition to those issues, there's mental health issues for students in our school as well. And we don't have enough counselors and psychologists to handle that.
You know, you bring up the school funding issue for the mandates that are put on our school districts. That is not only a metro area issue. I mean, that's something I have talked to a lot of the Democrats of the day from outstate Minnesota. I mean, it's crippling in some of these school districts to basically have to, you know, have no guidance, no funds, nothing coming from the state, have to basically just say, you know, you've got to deal with what you're dealing with what you've got. It is a horrible problem. Do you think that we can really fix this? Because I hope we can. I mean, some states have done this to get a stable funding system for statewide schools that doesn't basically, you know, overrule their entire budget because of, you know, one or two mandates, whether federal or state, that have to be imposed on the school district.
Right. Yeah, it is really hard for the schools to meet those mandates and not have funding. But when we have a surplus in our state, there's absolutely no reason why we can't be providing more help to our school districts when we've got that surplus, instead of giving money to the wealthiest few, big tobacco. That's what we need to be focusing our money on, our future, on our children.
The mental health element for our students, that's another issue too. Without getting into details, I've been very aware of some school districts that have had to deal with some very tough issues this year. And there is an amazing dedicated crew of people in the metro area that, when there is a tragedy at a school, descend upon that school to offer support, counseling, therapy dogs, a wide range. But I think we are at the point where this is something as well, you know, whether it's a continuation of Wellstone's legacy or it's just, you know, the modern world that we live in, having more mental counseling for mental health for the kids and the students, I think is something that we do have to address, especially, statewide in all the school districts.
We really do. And it's something that this is an issue that really hits close to home for me. And like you said, I'm not going to get into many details, but we lost a young student very close to us to suicide recently. And I think it just highlights how much pressure we're being placed on our youth. Yes. And just we live in a different world now than when I was growing up. And so we really need to support our youth in all areas of their life, mental health included. And just having worked with victims of crime throughout my career, I've seen how trauma impacts people and the mental health problems that people who are victims of crime have. And so you think about kids that are maybe exposed to crime going to school, and then we're telling them to sit still and listen all day, and they have had a really horrible situation maybe the night before, haven't slept because of abuse in their family. I mean, we really have to take care of the whole child.
And isn't this whole movement with the Parkland kids, isn't this just basically, regardless of whatever the issue is, kids basically saying, you're not taking care of us, so we're no longer going to be quiet. And I think there's a multitude of issues here that are involved in this. And obviously it's something that we're failing kids when the kids are basically screaming into cameras, for goodness sakes, help us. If we're not there to try to help them, then we're failing as adults and as a government.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of the youth, not only those Parkland students, but the kids in our own school district who, after some suicides in our school, are really speaking out and trying to work with the administration and the school district to make change. And so I'm very enthusiastic about the youth and want to do everything I can to not only support that enthusiasm, but also to be a voice when I go to the Capitol for our young people.
Now, I'm sure the current Republican representative for 42A is about to do the what I like to call the metro area Republican sidestep, where they have been a far right rubber stamp for Kurt Daut. and the Republican Party and groups like ALEC for a while. But now they're going to show everyone I'm really a moderate now that session is over. And they're going to be screaming, I'm not really this far right loon ball. I am really this middle of the road kind of person. What do you think, considering your district, how do you think is the best way to address that? I mean, do you just point to the record or do you challenge them? You get those debates out there and you challenge them and say, if you really think you're a moderate, here's your issues. You think those are moderate stances? They're not.
I think it's a combination of both doing the debate and also pointing to the voting record. And I think one example that we can talk about is the gun violence issue. The fact that 90% of Minnesotans favor universal background checks, but the Republicans won't do anything about that because they're being bought and paid for by the NRA. Mm-hmm. I think that is a really relevant example, but it's also a really important issue to the people in my district. I'm hearing a lot from parents in our district, parents especially, who are really fed up with the lack of effort in this area.
Kelly Moeller, Kelly, can I just tell you, I want you to win this seat so bad right now. I really do. Everyone listening to me right now, this is a must pick up seat. I want you, this is what I've been saying, help your local Democratic representative, your local Democratic race, wherever that is. But then I want you over the summer to find five races that you can go help where there's currently a Republican in office and we can put a Democrat in there. 42A is one of those. It's not that far. It's right here in the metro area. Kelly Moeller, once again, I'm presuming you do need volunteers and you do need donations.
I do. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. And I have an amazing campaign team. So if anybody is new at this and they're not quite sure how they want to do it, if they want a door knock or phone call or help with data entry, we have a great team and people who are willing to train them. We have people on our team from teens to retirees. We welcome all ages, all different backgrounds. We have a wide, diverse range of people. And we're going to work together to not only win this election, but to make sure all of those voices are heard and all of those voices are at the table when I'm elected.
Absolutely. I'm on board 100%. You should be too. Go to Vote Kelly Moeller. That's M-O-L-L-E-R. VoteKellyMoeller.com. You can donate. You can volunteer. Like I said, help your local Democrat by all means, but find five races and five races that are currently held by Republicans and let's flip those to the blue. 42A is a very attainable seat. The Democrats could pick that up. And Kelly is a sensational candidate. Kelly, thank you so very much for the time. Thanks for being Democrat of the Day. And anything you need from us here at AM 950 to let us know, okay?
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Democrat of the Day, Kelly Moeller. Once again, vote Kelly Moeller, VoteKellyMoeller.com. I'll link to everything on social media a little bit later on. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.